This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
In the parasha, we have the beginning of the Giluyim to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is a Nevuah that's unique. It's a darga beyond any other Navi. And it's past the hasog of anybody else. What's important for us is that since the darg of Moshe Rabbeinu is the darg at which Torah is given, Torah comes to us specifically in the Aspaklaya Meir of Moshe Rabbeinu. So even though the dargas of Moshe are gavoyim al gavoya, not shy of to any Baranosh. But besides the fact that it's an Ikri Emunah, it's something that will give us a certain Haggadah in how we approach Torah, a certain Haggadah of what's needed to be Taifas Torah as Torah, not just as Divrei Navi. And the Mela does a Cheshivas for us to be mizbeinin on some of the inyan, even though we're talking about things that are leila beyond. The nevuah is Moshe. It's Moshe Reyes son Yisroi, Choisnoi, Chayim Midian, and so on. So you have Vayeril of Malach Hashem, Vayeril Malach Hashem Elov, Bulabas Eish. Vayar v'hineas nebor be'esh. You have vayar shakisor liros yikol of elikim mitoich hasner. And you have the altik of haloim. And vayas to Moshe ponov kiyor mehabit elikim. So there's a series over here of different pu'ulas of hadroga, going from the gateway to the ultimate tfisa and kesha. Rabbi Nebuchaya speaks about it. Rabbi Nebuchaya explains the inyan that a person is not supposed to be, a person can't be teufis, dvarim, gdolim, and ramim in a way that is immediate. It's impossible. It's not good. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezgala to him in Hadraga, step by step. He, b'toich HaDvarim, he's oimed on three different dargas of Gilui. The first darga is the Mara of a Labas Eish Mitoich Hasneh, Vayar Vihine Hasneh Bore Be'esh, Vasneh Nenu Uko. That's the first darga. And that's something that is a physical phenomenon, seeing the Sneh Boyer, and it's not Uko. The second darga is the Vayikrel of Elikim Mitoich Hasneh. And it's a Malach that's coming to him Mitoich Labas Eish. This is all part of the Malach talking to him. And then the third darga is the Vayasta Moshe's Panov Kiyor Mehabd Elikim. The Vayasta Moshe's Panov is the third darga. So you have the darga of the Sneh Boyer Ba'esh, and then Enenu Uko. You have the Darga of Malach Lekim, and you have the Darga of Yoreh Mehabit. There's a Goyim, also not an easy one. The Goyim is in Yeshaya, and the Goyim says, Hare'iyah Nechlekes L'sholosh Re'iyahs. There are three Muvanim, there are three dargas of Re'iyah. Re'iyas Chusheinayim, Re'iyas Enei Asechol, or Re'iyas Hadas. There's Re'iyah of the physical eyes, there's Re'iyah of the Enei Asechol, and there's the Re'iyah of Das. The Gaon says in different places, he talks about these three different dargas. And it's near in Advarim that these are the three dargas that are implied in Rabbeinu Bechaya. The darg of Riyas Einayim, the darg of Riyas Asechol, and the darg of Riyas Adas. Try a little bit, Rabbeinu Bechaya, because it's a sefer that's written for us, and these are inyanim that we have to learn up and understand, so that we have some tfisa of the Yichud of Torah and what it takes to have a tfisa in Torah that's emes. We'll try a little bit, Kefir Akeinu, to get a sense of it. In the brachas that Yaakov Avinu gave his children, he told Yosef, Birkas Avicha Gavru al Birkas Horei, the brachas that your father Yaakov has are bigger than, greater than, the brachas that my parents Avram Yitzchak had. So Rashi is Masbir. Rashi says, Avram, he told, Amaloi Soma Necho Re'ei Tzafoyna, Kes Kol Arz Asher Teroya Lechoet Nenov. So Avram Avinu's bracha was that wherever he would have a re'iyah would say Naim, that would become his. And since the re'iyah was Kol Onet Yisrael, that was as far as Nachlo Mikoyach Avram was shaykh. LeYitzchak Amaloi, Ki Lechol Azarecha, Etein Es Kol Arotzei Sa'ed. Yitzchak, he told him, Lechol Azarecha, Etein Es Kol Arotzei Sa'ed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a lot more than what is Hereyu. There was no Hereyu. But there still was a Gvul, where he said Arotzei Sa'ed. He was Mesamin Gvul. Which are Otzis? Going back before in Rashi, the brach of Yaakov, Lefisha brach is Shali Govru, at Soif Gvule Gibbus Oilam, She Nosle brach of Prutza Belimitzar. I had a brach of Prutza Belimitzar. My Gas Adal says, in other words, nothing, no end to it. So Rashi brings here the hadraga of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in terms of their brachas. Avram is Re'oi Seinov. Yitzchak is more than Re'oi Seinov, but Mesumim Begvulis, Arotzes Ha'el, and Yaakov is a bracha b'lo mitzar. We understand that it's not the pshat someone is bigger or smaller, but the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu went midarga ladarga. Avram was miyased something, Yitzchak built on it, and Yaakov was the final shlav, the final stage of that binyan. Let's try to understand it in terms of each one's Pesach. In terms of each one's Pesach in Avoda. Avram opened the world of Hakara and HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a tfisa in Metzias. Metzias itself like the Rambam is Ma'ariv in Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph. Metzius itself is points a finger at the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Mineu Bey of the Metzius is Mesapek Vod Shemayim, and the Mida and the Avoda that's his, Chesed, is a Mida of Mineu Bey of the world. It has a Metzius in the Mineu Bey of the world. And that's the first step in being Miyasid, a Keshet Ribbono Shel Olam, is the Mineu Bey of the world the person is. The person, Kal Yisrael, Adam, starts by finding himself in a world. And the Mineu Bey of the world itself is Mesaper and Kvod Shemayim. And it also has in itself the Sheirish of a world of Ruchnius. And Chesed is the Mida of that Metzius. The next step is a place. It's a makom avoda that goes a step beyond this world. Chesed explains itself in the context of this world. Why do I help somebody? Olam chesed yibona. Zudaka shel olam. Avoda, which is the yesod of Yitzchak, only explains itself as a darga to something beyond. It's a world of avoda. It's meaningful only because there's something more beyond this world. Seichel has a role in the fact that avoda is mugder with gedorim. Mitzvahs have gedorim. Time, place, kelim. Mitzvahs are physical objects that are defined within this world, and they serve a purpose beyond this world. So a carbon is a certain behemoth, a certain age, a certain shleimus haguf. It needs a certain makom akrava, but its tachlis and toelis is past this world. This is a ruchnius. That's the next darga. It's a darga of some sort of bridge between what's here and something beyond. But it still remains within the framework of gedarim, which belongs to seichel, which belongs to this world. And finally, Torah is something that's mufka be'etzef in this world. It's something that v'gisa v'yom v'layla, it's not mugbal in any way. It's metzias be'etzem, is a metzias somewhere else. It was nivra before this world. And even though it's divra Torah b'loshem b'nei Adam, that's only a translation of the musagim. But the etzem musagim are beyond. And that's why the kelim, the kli avoda, and the tsurim which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it, went behadraga. Avram Avinu was given the Eretz Yisrael that the eyes can see. The eyes are the tfisa that a person has in the world around. And the Mela, in as much as you see, that shayach to that world. So the Eretz Yisrael that can be given in the context of Avram, the Nachla that can be given in the context of Avram, is a Nachla that shayach to the world of Re'ias Ha'ayin. Yitzchak, who was a Suma, the world of Avoida is a higher world. And it's not mugbal to what the eye sees, but it does have gvulas. And those gvulas are the gvulas of Seichel. Having a tfis on something means that I can wrap my head around it. I can give it gedarim. Something that with my mind I can be kaveya, it's gvulas and gedarim, it also belongs to the world of gvulas and gedarim. Much edla, it's not zokuk to the kayach ha-re'iya, which is a very physical limit, but gvul it still exists. The Olam HaTorah is Nachla B'li Mitzarim. It's something that passes beyond Seichel because it's Be'etzim not Mugda. Yes, it has words in the world of Seichel. And in as much as Torah comes into our world, it's mislabish in inyanim that we can talk about, inyanim we can be done about, in mishpat, and so on. But mitzad it's mohus, and mitzad it's sheirish, it be'etzim is mufka. And that's why the b'li mitzarim, the ein soif shaboy, is only shayach in the Mahalach of Torah as given to Klal Yisrael. Those were the three dargis of the others, and this progression is a progression that's be'etzim in the Mahalach of Ruchnius of a physical person working his way to beyond. And that's why the first Mara of Moshe was a Mara of, I think, a snare, an esh, and then a ukal. It was something that in the Metzias of the Bria itself, it screamed, Yesh Adar Nebirzu. It was an Avraham Avinu Dika type of darga. Once he touched base in that, once that nekuda was in place, Re'ias Malach was the second darga. A Malach is not physical, but a Malach has gedarim. The Rambam lists, inside the Torah, he lists 10 different dargas of Malachim. The minute I say 10 different dargas means I gave it some gvul, whatever it is. There's this darga, this darga, this darga. They're not physical gvulas, but I describe a Malach, a certain darga. I describe a Malach as a certain pu'ula. The Rambam says that Mara HaNevuah, the normal Mara HaNevuah, comes through a Malach. It means that since every Mara HaNevuah has some sort of atifa of a mashal, it means that somewhere along the line, it's be'etzem zakuk to the mitzias of this world, the mashal. And finally, the third Mara was a marah that Moshe Rabbeinu had to close his eyes. Ki yorim lehabit. There was no makom for ear, because this was something that went past the other re'iyas. And re'iyah would take away from it. Kefir Kenu, it's what the goyin means, that there's three re'iyas. There's the re'iyah of Einayim, which is a purely physical phenomenon. There's the re'iyah of Seichel. It's not physical, but it carries some element of physical, because Seichel needs Gedarim. I have to be Magdir. How much, how, when, why. Those Gedarim are quasi, the semi agashmiistic type of kesha. So Riyas HaSeichel is higher than Riyas HaNayim, but then there's something much more pnimius that's called Riyas HaDas. Das is a tfisa be'etzim, like Odom Yod HaSchava. I'm tefis the thing as it is. It's not because I see, it's not because I understand, it's because there's a chibur be'etzim to that world and to those Masabim. Those are the dargis that go from bottom to top. It's true at every level. If you're talking about Avos, if you're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu's own metzias of getting to where he's getting. And in a very, very, very low way, in a very miniature way, it's something that a person needs to deher himself. Every person makes some sort of journey to the world of Ruchnius. When yeshivas were noisat, in the tzur that we have it today, with the time we have today, the nekudas achidush was that Talmud Torah is chashuv, didn't need a yeshiva. That Talmud Torah is a chiyuv, doesn't need a yeshiva. At best, it's a helpful kli. A lot of people doing something is wonderful. People helping each other is wonderful. Life's firm. Very nice. The tfisa of yeshiva, the way it was noisad and developed from Alam Osiris, was that to deher Torah, we need to deher Torah as a world of its own, and not as part of something else. Certainly, Torah is mazin de bria, and certainly Torah is made of the bria, and certainly it's mashpia. And a person who's holding the world of the bria, he definitely needs to deher that. But his tefisa in Torah is in relationship to the world that he's living. That's not being tefis Torah be'etzim the way it should be. It's something that's good for the world. It's true, but that's a good description of what the world needs. It's not the etzem, the herring, what Torah is. For a person to deher what Torah is, he has to leave one world and move to pierce the world that's around him and move into a world that has its own Metzias Ruchnis, its own Mahus. Even the Tzuras HaLimud, where the focus was on things that are not Negei L'Maisa on a daily basis, all of Torah is Negei L'Maisa, but the emphasis would be not on the L'Maisa, but on the Havana of the Etzem Metzias itself. Yes, when two people are arguing, you need Kalim to Paskin. You need to have Muchsakis, you need to have Kol Dom Gava, and you need to have all the Kalim that make something work. If we're not sure who owns something, all of these require Kalim, and Torah gives those Kalim. Those Kalim are Shayach to Olam HaMitzvos, those Kalim are Shayach to Olam HaChesed sometimes. But to understand that in a certain oifen, muchzakis is a certain mitzias, a certain emes. The musagim stand on their own, and the hashpah lemaisa is simply an extension of that inner emes. It's not a kli to make the world better, but it's an emes. And when the world stalls suit to emes, the world is a better world. That's an extraordinary deher. And that was expressed a lot in the Tzuras HaLimud and the Oifen HaLimud. My Rebbe Reb Nachum Zvayner Vracha, when he would sometimes criticize Avarat, Asvara, Ateretz, it's also sometimes, yeah, this is a praktische Teretz. Meaning, if you're looking at it as a practical din to serve a practical purpose, it's very nice. But if you're trying to be oimid on a halacha as being an emes atzmi, it's not masbiya. And it's true in the finer the hairs of everything that's ruchnius. To the hair of world that is the real world. It's a knis into that world through learning, but the world of learning is that type of world where that emes is its metzias. It's an extraordinarily hard makkah. And like we said before, we're talking here about the Dvarim that are Oimdim Mumash Olam Mamash. Diary of Moshe Rabbeinu of Aspakai Meira. We're talking about the apex of what a person could achieve. But any person who's makdish himself, who's makdish years to Torah, that's what he's attempting to do. And if he's not attempting to do it, then he doesn't even understand what it needs to be makdish himself to do. To be able to go into that world and to finally have the hair of what that world means, it turns around the perspective and everything else. Instead of Torah being mishamish the world expresses Torah. But that's an incredibly drastic shinui. It requires hadraga. It requires going step by step from the olam hachesed to olam hamitzvos, to olam haTorah, and an understanding of what's the world that we're looking for. The Ikrim says, so the normal pshat in Kiyor Milahabit is he was overwhelmed, whatever it was overwhelming and he couldn't bear to look at it. The Ikrim says Valzer derech ba'atzmoi hu masha osma shebeinu shom b'mara asneh, when he said, when he looked at his mara, ki yorei mehabit v'hoisa hayira lefi shachushim loydaish loyazu la'asagas haruchnias al yatridu me'asagas ha'emes. A person whose perspective is physical, it stares from their ruchnias, because you keep dragging it down to the lowest common denominator. Like his marif, it focuses on the color and the sound, the hulu. Lefi erkenu, for a person to develop in ruchnias, there needs to be a certain cutting off from the world around. If a person, here we're talking about, the Dekrim is talking about the dag of a Navi who's seeing something, and that seeing is taking away, and so on. But if you're talking about lowest possible denominator, a person shakua in a world of sight and sound and smell and taste, is it shayach that the person should develop any time for ruchnias? Hey, ruchnias can be a spice. It enhances the gashmias. It's wonderful. But the physicality of the person is mitzias is an obstruction to ruchnias. For a person to be nichnas into the world of ruchnias, the Yorei Milahabit, where Yikrim says, he needed to close his eyes in order to open his das, like we saw in the Goyim. The two eyes are mutually exclusive. Inasmuch as a person's ri'iyah is focused with a nayim, the das has no ri'iyah. Inasmuch as a person closes his ri'iyah gashmias and even sikhlias, it opens him up to a world of ri'iyah that's called das. We're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, we're talking about Devarim G'doylim Oit. But every person who's going through his years of Maimed Har Sinai, his years of Chibur to Torah, and his years of Kesher to Torah, of getting something, a toehold into the world of Torah, must go through these stages. A person who's a Yorei Sholem is wonderful, but having a Kesher to Torah means a certain hafkah from the world, and then the person begins to be toyim, a new metzius. If a person is zeicher, that new metzius becomes his makom. If a person is not zeicher, if hashkacha brings him someplace else, the person has a new hasaga and a new avana and a new tfisa. Once a person is toyim the way it is, once a person is toyim das, the ri'iyah of das, then even when he opens his eyes, and even when he sees and he needs seichel, but he understands that the emes lies in that ri'iyah of das, where there was no world around. And if there is, and avoda is to take that world and make it the ikra, and bring it to wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him to bring it. But the person never confuses his ri'iyas einayim with his ri'iyas das, and he has a tfisa in what emes is, and that's the world of das, and the eyes are kalim to be used for a specific tachlis, then put away, because the emes lies in a world that's beyond ri'iyah, beyond seichel, and kula dechibur of das alikibur.